Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The second baseman, Hal Lanier. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jesus Alou. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jim Ray Hart. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jose Pagan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tom Haller. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Sanford. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Jack Sanford. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Klaus. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting third. The right fielder, Johnny Lewis. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Charlie Smith. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chris Canizaro. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Jackson. Pitching for the New York Mets, Al Jackson. And now, play ball. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first, with Jackson covering, for the out. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sanford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sanford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Christopher. Alou reaches second base with a double. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCovey for the out. Alou moves to third. Two outs. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan misplays the ball. That's an error on McMillan. Alou scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Giants. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Cranepool reaches second base with a double. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cranepool moves to third. Two outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford is called out on strikes. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0 for 1 in the game. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Chris Canizzaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizzaro hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lanier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson strikes out. Haller drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Jackson out. Two outs. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 1 in the game. Klaus hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Alou hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0 for 1 in the game. Hart hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCovey is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 1 in the game. Lewis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McMillan moves to second. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 1 in the game. Christopher hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McMillan moves to third. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McMillan scores. Lewis moves to second. It's Giants, 1, Mets, 1. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lewis moves to third. Two outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0 for 1 in the game. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on McMillan. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0 for 1 in the game. Haller bunts towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Pagan moves to second. One out. Jack Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford is 0 for 1 in the game. Sanford hits a fly ball into left field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 2 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro is 0 for 1 in the game. Canizaro takes first base on ball 4. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 2 in the game. Klaus hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0 for 2 in the game. Lanier hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Christopher. Lanier reaches second base with a double. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 2 in the game. Mays bunts towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Lanier moves to third. One out. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Alou hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lewis. Alou reaches second base with a double. Lanier scores. It's 2-1, Giants. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Alou moves to third. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 2 in the game. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with Jackson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lewis takes first base on ball 4. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 2 in the game. Christopher hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Cranepool hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0-for-2 in the game. Pagan hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0-for-1 in the game. Haller strikes out. Two outs. Cap Peterson pinch hits for Jack Sanford. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Christopher. Peterson reaches second base with a double. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-3 in the game. Keene hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Peterson scores. It's 3-1, Giants. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Keene. The throw from Canai's 0 and he is safe. Keene steals second. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Shaw now pitching. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones strikes out. One out. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Canizaro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-2 in the game. Mays hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Alou hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mays moves to second. Jack Fisher now pitching. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to third for the out. Alou moves to second. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-3 in the game. McCovey takes first base on ball 4. Alou moves to third. Hart moves to second. Matty Alou pinch runs for Willie McCovey. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0-for-3 in the game. Pagan takes first base on ball 4. Alou scores. Hart moves to third. Alou moves to second. It's 4-1, Giants. Tug McGraw now pitching. Orlando Cepeda pinch hits for Tom Haller. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Matty Alou now playing left field. Harvey Keane now playing first base. Ed Bailey now catching. Billy Cowan pinch hits for Tug McGraw. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 3 in the game. Klaus is called out on strikes. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Larry Bearnerth now pitching. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Keane hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Keane. The throw from Canis Zarro and he is out, McMillan applying the tag. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Lanier is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mays hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lewis strikes out. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 3 in the game. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards first. Keane scoops it up and throws to first, with Shaw covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 4, and New York Mets, 1. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.